congressman right here in the state of Michigan. It's Congressman Bill Huizenga who joins us this morning. It's good to have you.
Hey, good to be with you, and happy Monday, and go Lions. So
go
we
Lions.
Had a good win yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Meanwhile, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on these ongoing negotiations on the budget. I want to talk about the reauthorization in just a minute. But where are we as we sit here today on getting a budget done before a potential shutdown?
Well, as we bathe in the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer, it's kind of fascinating to see how not that long ago this guy was talking about the importance of making sure that we do everything that we can to keep the government open. His base reacted in a way that put him in a very bad light. And so now he's changed, and he's changed his position. And I don't think it's because that's necessarily what he believes. I think it's because of the pressure that has been applied. And so, frankly, we've got to make sure that the pressure is felt by those in the Senate now to keep it open. There was one Democrat who joined in the House resolution, the bill that we passed, that is going to keep government open, frozen at the negotiated levels of 2024. By the way, he was part of that negotiation. And it's going to take us through till nearly the end of November. And it's going to keep the negotiations going. So it's just frustrating sitting here knowing that this is a terrible way to keep government funded and keep it going. But we now have an even less willing partner to keep it open and functioning.
So the meeting with the president today, will there be hope that we'll get a deal?
Good question. This is one thing I've learned about Donald Trump. He actually is in search of an agreement and in a deal. I mean, the guy literally wrote the book called The Art of the Deal, right? He didn't write the book, The Wait, Sit Back, See What Chuck's Going to Do. That isn't his MO. But I think it's really going to be dependent on what happens internally for Chuck Schumer with some of those other folks who are a little more moderate, or they're coming from states that might be more split. That will, I think, really determine what's going to be happening here. But we've got the Yom Kippur deadline and sort of looming, which is going to limit what the Senate's going to do and even what the House is going to do. But look, we passed our bill over a week ago, sent it to the Senate. The House version couldn't get 60 votes, but the Chuck Schumer Senate version, Democrat version, couldn't get 60 votes either. So they've got to figure this out.
Let's talk about this reauthorization of the State Department, first time in 20 years. What is the goal here? Sort of make it make sense for all of us. What's happening?
Yeah, well, as you rightly noted, the last time that we had a full authorization and rewrite of the State Department was right after 9/11. It was in 2002. So here we are 23 years later, and what has happened is a good chunk, about 75% of the State Department operates and gets funded, but it has actually outstripped the authorization, meaning it's outside the legal operational bounds. And we just viewed this as an opportunity to say, okay, let's tighten some things up. A lot of people know all those stories about some of the wokeness and the stuff that had been going on through the State Department internationally. Lots of questions about who's speaking for what branch and for what area. The area that I am in control of is regarding the Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy. And what we're trying to do is make sure that we are on the same page, have an administration and have those that work for the administration to be on the same page. And one of those things is to look at how we expand access to free information. How do we expose the lies of our adversaries? How do we make sure that the facts are out there and apparent, and really, how are we going to promote the interests of the United States? And that's the goal and objective.
Does this have to go to Congress, or is this something that the House Foreign Affairs Committee has jurisdiction over?
Yeah, we have jurisdiction over it, and it has passed out of committee, this very large comprehensive bill. It is then going to head to the floor of the House. So it has to pass the House, and then it would go to the Senate as well. Mm-hmm. So, the good thing is that we've been working closely with Marco Rubio and the White House to try to encourage that. You know, it's very helpful, frankly, having Rubio be there, who is a former senator himself. You know, with the relations that he has, that is going to be, I think, helpful as we try to get this moved along. But it's time. You know, the bottom line is we're trying to make America stronger, and it's going to make sure that our fight for truth and freedom is something that we're leading on, and we're not just reacting to with our adversaries.
Congressman, you've included provisions to protect free speech and prevent censorship blacklists. Kind of explain the concern that prompted that language and how it's going to be enforced.
Yeah, well, what happened in the last administration, and there was some legislation surrounding this with the creation of what some had dubbed the Truth Czar, right, or Czarina, to be technically correct. The person that they had appointed was a female. But what was happening was a program intended to take foreign disinformation and foreign sources of disinformation was actually being turned internally and being used for domestic uses and purposes, which was completely outside of the bounds of what the State Department is supposed to be doing or what this program intended. And that's where we saw, frankly, a pretty significant push against the conservative voices, shocker, right? That those conservative voices were labeled as disinformation and were attacked, yet we saw actual disinformation from our foreign adversaries being ignored. And so we're all about trying to straighten that out and make sure that the State Department is focused outward, not inward. Mm.
Congressman Bill Huizenga, appreciate this. Keep us up to date on how this is progressing, and we'll talk about it very soon, I'm sure.
It sounds good, and like I said, keep that pressure up. Let's try to keep this government open and let our senators know.
Yeah, no doubt. Congressman Bill Huizenga here on JR Morning. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, it is Monday, and we try to highlight some of the up-and-coming, the restaurants that are staples in our community, not only here in the city, but in the metro area. We will highlight the Rectory coming up here on JR Morning.